Joining us now live over the phone out of Cokeville, Wyoming is Coulter Linford. Coulter recently taking the job as the compliance director for the University of Wyoming Athletics. Coulter, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good to be on, guys. I appreciate you having me.
You know, Coulter, we obviously know you a bit from your time at Cokeville, your parents, your time in Western Wyoming. And I think even a lot of folks understand that every university has a compliance officer for athletics. But you know what question's coming? What the heck does a compliance officer do?
That is a good question. I wasn't sure when I got into it exactly, but I do all the NCAA rules. So I'm definitely not everybody's favorite person, but I try to make sure that our coaches are following those rules around recruiting or NIL offers or camps, anything from the photos that we take on official visits all the way to what coaches are talking to recruits about. So it's pretty broad ranging, and that's one of the reasons why I like it.
Coulter, it seems like one of those jobs where people don't appreciate you until you hear about the things that go wrong. I mean, we hear about all the time violations here and violations there, and this school did this and recruiting that. How do you stay on top of all of it? Because it seems like that's a landscape that's constantly changing.
It is constantly changing, and it is definitely tough to keep abreast. The biggest way to do it is through the right coaches. And I've been at three different schools, and I can honestly say that Wyoming has some of the best coaches out there in terms of doing it the right way, wanting to make sure that their kids are taken care of and that they're following these rules. And that's not the case everywhere. You know, some places really believe in the win at all costs, and that's a tough environment to work in as a compliance director, and being here at Wyoming where our coaches are completely bought into what Wyoming is and doing things the right way, that's all you can ask in this profession.
Well, there's a couple of things that are on my mind here, because one, I've worked with the compliance director at UW on occasion here and there, and it seems like it's one of those jobs that maybe is kind of fluid in terms of the person who's there. They may not be in it for the long haul at that place because they're just kind of moving around. I don't get that from you. I feel like this is where you guys, you're like, hey, this is the job. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're definitely right. I was, when it came open, I really, this may be sounding a little selfish, but I just didn't think that they were going to be able to afford me. I was an assistant athletic director down at New Mexico, and I just didn't think Wyoming was going to have it in the budget to be able to bring me home. And then the associate AD for compliance up here that I got my start with gave me a call and said, you know, what do you make down there? What do you need to come home? And we worked it out and came home, came here to stay. We knew that this was going to be the planned last stop for us.
Well, that's fantastic. It's funny in Wyoming, being from Cokeville, coming home is Laramie, and it's not close to Cokeville, but it is Wyoming, right? And it's
Wyoming.
That's very cool. So tell us more about what your day-to-day duties are when you talk about working with the coaches and that type of stuff. What is an average work day for you in Laramie?
That's a good one. The reason I got into this is because there is no true average work day. You just never know what's going to come across your desk on a given day. But like yesterday is a good example of just how wide-ranging it is. I started out, you know, checking on the activity logs for the kids, making sure that we're operating in how many hours the NCAA says we can practice and lift and whatnot. Checking through all those lists, making sure everything's submitted. Then I run over to football and do a meeting with all the football coaches as we're gearing up for bowl season to talk about bowl-specific rules, kind of rules around National Signing Day that's coming up, who we need to be tracking on that we're bringing in as mid-year athletes or these four-year or two-year transfers that we're looking at bringing in, kind of those things. And then coming back over, checking on the volleyball scores. They were playing yesterday in their invitational postseason tournament, watching them for a minute. Running down to basketball practice to make sure that all the coaches that are supposed to be coaching are coaching and none of the managers that aren't supposed to be coaching are on the sideline or doing what they need to do. So running around doing that and then checking those emails, seeing what problems, helping football signees. We got a football kid coming in this January. I was helping him set up his NCAA account. So it just ranges all over the place. I get to run around and hang out with all the coaches, all the staff, and that's why I like it.
Well, and Duke, you kind of touched on it, coming back home. It might not be real close to where you and your wife are from. You married a gal, Lexi Erickson, here from Star Valley, but UW has been primary in your households growing up. So yeah, it's got to feel pretty natural and normal. But at the same time, I'm just listening to you name off all those things, and I know in your head, as a longtime fan myself, it's like, that sounds pretty neat. You get to run around all these different places, talk to all these different coaches, and yeah, there's an element of paperwork to it. It sounds like that I would struggle with, but it sounds like you got it under control.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some great software, and like I said, we got great coaches. That's the perk of compliance, man. Everybody, I know everybody, you know, whether it's from Cowboy Joe Club, because they have rules that they have to follow, all the way to our equipment managers for football, because they have rules they have to follow. So I end up meeting and socializing with just about every single person in this department at some point.
Speaking with Colter Linford this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, he was just hired as the compliance director for the athletics department at the University of Wyoming. Colter, originally from Cokeville, and joining us on the Weekday Wake Up today. So, Colter, when you look around the nation right now, and you know, one of the big things right now is happening in Michigan with John Harbaugh and the football program, and people say the NCAA is this, the NCAA is that. What's your perception as someone who's in the grind with it every day, day in and day out? What is the relationship between Division I colleges and the NCAA when it comes to this? Is there a rift there, like maybe people might think, or do you see it as more of a working relationship?
That's a good question. Just a side note, I interviewed at Michigan several months ago, so I'm quite glad that I didn't end up getting that job because of all their debacle that they've had. But in terms of my job, it's still a little adversarial with the NCAA. One of the things that I do in this position is I file waivers for kids. So it's, you know, somebody blows their ACL at the beginning of the year, I'm the one that gathers that medical paperwork and submits that to the NCAA, trying to get them that year back, that medical hardship, that medical redshirt. And some of the hoops that they'll have us jump through and whatnot are outrageous, where we've got everything that we feel like we need. And so it is a working relationship. I do have a good relationship with some of them, but it is also somebody that we blame a lot for the problems too, just as we approach a coach and we'll say, look, we've got a problem. We had a violation. We know it's a stupid violation. We took a photo on the football field and the kid was striking the Heisman pose, and that's a violation. And I know it's dumb, but we've got to file it. And so it depends on the day and it depends on what we're doing, but it's not always the easiest relationship to maintain.
You talk about the evolution of the job as well. Obviously, one of the big things taking place that can only add to your workload is obviously the transfer portal and then the NIL stuff, which is so still very much up in the air in a lot of different ways. Talk how that has changed in your work and your workspace over the last couple of years.
Totally. The portal giveth and the portal taketh away is definitely the way to do it. Last year at New Mexico, they brought in a new offensive coordinator at mid-year, and we evaluated 145 transcripts for four-year transfers. We ended up bringing in 35 football transfers in a month. So that was an outrageous lift, outrageous workload, trying to get these kids eligible, make sure they were good to go. So as a compliance director, it's definitely tough. Like, I like that the kids have some autonomy and that they can go to better situations. But in terms of the workload that it creates for us, it's definitely heavy. Wyoming obviously does a lot better job of developing kids, so they don't have to hit the portal as hard. So that is a huge perk of being back here. And then in terms of like NIL, NIL is crazy. It's different everywhere you go. I think there's a lot of positives from NIL. I think there's definitely some people abusing it in the workplace. But I think, especially at the University of Wyoming, we're doing it the right way. We've got all our kids on Open Doors. So like Christmas coming up, super easy for parents to jump on this website called Open Doors, reach out to Easton Gibbs, say, Easton, I've got a request. Can you send a video to my kid wishing him a Merry Christmas? And drop $20, and it helps out Easton specifically, and then it helps out your kid buy into that Wyoming program. So I do think there's a lot of positives, but I do think there's a lot of potential for abuse as well.
Well, Coulter, we appreciate your time. You know, at the beginning of the conversation, you were talking about working with the coaches, and I guess my last question for you would be, when we see the coaches, we hear them on the radio for post-game interviews, or we see them on TV, we see them in their business element, right? They're in their game zone, and you get to see them more on a normal work day, off of screen and off the air. Give us some insight on, like, some of the profile coaches, like Coach Bull. What is he like when he's not on the sideline coaching or doing an interview?
That's a good one, yeah. Coach Bull, man, as a compliance guy, you love him because he's incredibly organized and he wants to do it the right way. Like I said, we were meeting with him yesterday, and there's some really ticky-tacky bowl rules about, like, having contact with recruits while you're at a bowl for site. And he's like, look, we're going to do this the right way, but I want you to give me the rules so that we can go right to it. We're not going to cross the line, but let's work together and figure out what we can do because we need to chat with recruits and things like that. So he's going to do it the right way, but we're going to find ways to make sure that we're able to grow the program and do things like that. I've got obviously a good relationship with the wrestling staff, being a former wrestler, and I usually end up helping out by running their score clock. And so there's some great ones there that are doing some good things. The battle in the barn that we had earlier this year was a great way to grow the sport and grow the Wyoming brand. So some fun things with all the coaches that I get to work with.
Very cool. Speaking of the wrestling program, if you're buddy-buddy with the coaches, we would love another Wyoming duel in Star Valley. You know, if you can just...
We killed it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they came over here a few years ago. Let's make this happen. Let's make it happen, Coulter.
Yeah, Coach Branch, we tell him we'd love to have him back.
We would. I've got a hookup too with that AD at that high school there, so we'll see if we
I guess you do.
Right. That's right. Hey, Coulter Linford out of Cokeville High School, and of course the new compliance director at the University of Wyoming. Coulter, thank you so much for your time. It's been fascinating to learn more about what you do. Thank you.